All right, so anybody who knows me knows that I'm kind of obsessed with the product Dude Wipes. I'm also obsessed with Shark Tank. So the idea of Dude Wipes and Shark Tank being on the same show with me here, Sean Riley, the founder of Dude Products, Dude Wipes, and now the coolest Dude Shower. This is awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, so I guess I should say the show's called Technori Live. I guess sometimes I don't even say that. I don't know. I don't even know what this, like, I wrote down like five things I wanted to talk to you about, and I don't even know where to start with them. Let's start with Mark Cuban. He was the guy who invested you when you were on Shark Tank. What is it? What was Shark Tank like, for one? You're the second person from Shark Tank to appear on this show.
Yeah, I mean, for us, Shark Tank was great experience. Got the Dude Wipes name out there, you know, kind of on a national level. We got to throw a cool party for it at a bar here in Chicago. But yeah, I mean, it's a grind to get, you know, to that position where you're on the show. But once you get there, it's well worth it with all the notoriety and, you know, press you get from it. And yeah, we were fortunate enough to strike a deal with Mark Cuban, the guy we were going after.
And so as part of that deal, does he put the stuff with like the Mavs team stuff? Is there any sort of distribution channel there with them, or is it just strategic and cash?
Well, strategic and cash, definitely. But yeah, they have Shark Tank gift bags for every away team that comes to Dallas Stadium. So the Dude Wipes are in all those bags.
That's awesome.
And we hear that they're one of the more popular products that the players receive. So, yeah, we're fortunate enough to say that most of the players in the NBA have wiped with a Dude Wipe. So
that is. I'm going to leave that right there because I'll just leave that alone. But it's awesome. I mean, one of the questions I had with Shark Tank was, I don't know if you can disclose this or not, but. Does ABC take a cut on top of what they get, or how does for the entrepreneurs out there who are thinking about going the route of Shark Tank, how does it work to get on Shark Tank? What are some of the trade-offs? Obviously, you get a lot of notoriety, and if you get a deal and you've got a great product, it's amazing. If not, sometimes it's detrimental.
Right. Yeah. The show used to have ABC or, you know, Sony Productions take a small portion of your company just for being on the show. Yeah. And I think that was to kind of avoid people who were going on there,
just
not to really get a deal, just to get the notoriety. But Mark Cuban, I know, was one of the sharks who didn't agree with that.
Yep.
So they actually cut that policy out. So now there really isn't a downside. I mean, you know, that's what I would say. If you can get on it, you have to do it. You know, getting on, it's the hard part. But if you can get there, you have to do it because it's just, you know, it's a huge exposure opportunity for you. And then, you know, if you take the deal, you know, and it's right for your company, then move into that phase. So, I mean, I think even if you go on there and, you know, they say bad things about you and you don't get a deal and you're one of those companies, you always hear the stories how their phones were still ringing off the hook, you know, afterwards, and their website was blowing up. So, yeah, I mean, they've really eliminated any downside for, you know, the entrepreneurs.
Sounds like it. So what was kind of the backstory? I know you talked about it briefly on Shark Tank, but what was the backstory of you getting into Dude Wipes and sort of what's your story? How did I end up with a Dude Quick Shower bag in my hand? How did we get here?
Yeah, the backstory we always like to say, and, you know, co-founded the company with my other three friends, Brian, Ryan, and Jeff, so a little shout-out to them.
Yep.
But we were all living in kind of an Animal House-style apartment after college, a lot of Miller Lights, a lot of burritos, everything like that. And I was bringing home baby wipes from Sam's Club. Everyone was going through them, you know. A lot of us haven't used them before, and it was just kind of that aha moment that, hey, there's something here, you know, that if we package this right, if we, you know, change up the sizing, you know, make it our own, that we think we can, you know, make more people use wipes. And our main goal at first was just to have fun with it, you know. So we got four pallets of the product made. You know, it took probably 6 months to a year of just part-time trying to find somebody to make it, put them in a spare bedroom, and we just kind of got to work selling them, you know, either out of a trunk of our car at a soccer game, or, you know, distributing them to friends, and, you know, just learned everything. You know, we all have different backgrounds, but none of them were in e-commerce or consumer products, goods, or anything like that.
Anything useful.
Nope. You know, so all we had was just some ambition to get the idea done. And you know, we knew that we had a good idea and that we liked it, and, you know, that we wanted to have fun with it. So, you know, our branding is fun, our packaging is fun.
So I was going to say, speaking of that, so where did you come up with the name Dude Wipes to start off with?
Dude Wipes was just always the idea, you know, that that it should be called. So that name was around for 2-3 years easily before one of my friends was always saying, he was always calling Baby Wipes Dude Wipes. And, you know, so that the name was the easy part. And, you know, we had a good one. Getting it made and everything like that was what took us some time. But we joked around about Dude Wipes for a long time.
Well, I think you've done quite a nice job.
Thank you.
What is sort of like the next evolution of this? Obviously, you just are dropping the shower one off now. What's sort of the next all things Dude? Like, what's the next place for you guys to start bringing the brand?
Yeah, so I mean, the company off the bat is Dude Products. So, you know, the flushable Dude wipes, which are basically the butt wipes. You'll find them in the toilet paper aisle. At, you know, Jewel or Meijer around here. That was our first product. And really, you know, there's still a lot of room to grow in that market. It's a massive market. Yep. Flushable wipes, toilet paper, obviously. Everybody poops, you know. Yep. So the Quick Dude Shower is our next evolution that just came out last month. And that's the full body shower wipes. And, we're in R&D and some other places we might go next. But we're going to concentrate on growing these two products for the meantime.
I feel like you guys are the new Axe.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to be, kind of the Axe of the wipes world. Yeah. And, you know, we'll probably expand outside of wipes one day. But right now, we kind of want to do what we do well and keep growing it and, you know, be known as, hey, these are the guys who, you know, came out with these wipes, these different products to help us out with that Axe Old Spice kind of, you know, fun delivery and advertising and everything like that.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other questions I want to ask is, so I don't obviously know how Shark Tank, when you're on there, like how they record and everything, if you rub shoulders with any other companies while you were there going through the process, or was it just you know
You rub shoulders with some of them back in the green room. Yep. So yeah, you're back there and they're
calling
people out.
Have you stayed up with any of them or know any of the company, like remember which companies were on with you and what they've done and how they're doing and if they're actually still up and running like you guys, or you know, any, do you stay up with any of it? Or
We keep in touch with some of them. There was a company we were actually backstage with called Slide Boards, and they're these little hand surfing boards.
Yeah, those things are cool.
And they got a deal with Mark Cuban as well, so they're part of kind of now that Mark Cuban company families, where you know we'll exchange information and promotion opportunities, and you know work with each other. So yeah, that's one company that we are going to do some cross promo with. But anybody else from the tank, we haven't particularly kept in touch with. But there was a lot of good ideas, and a lot of people got investments that we were, you know, right there with. So
I know some of the guys from Shark Branding for Damon John and his group.
Yeah.
And I was just curious, you know, like, does Cuban's outfit do it the same way? Like, Shark Branding essentially has, like, kind of a, I mean, go figure, he's got kind of like a machine line set up, right? Go figure that a guy from manufacturing stuff would have a machine line of people set up. He literally brings the products in, plugs them into his Shark Branding, you know, basically sort of machine. And then next thing you know, he's got, you know, sellers and he's got brand people, he's got marketing people, he's got everything sort of shoot out. You really don't spend that much time with Damon John. He might check in on you here and there, but it's pretty much you're dealing with like his Shark Branding group. Does Cuban check in with you? Does he do calls with you? Do you guys, you know, does he actually keep an eye on what's going on, or does he have a staff of people that sort of like this whole team, basically a team approach?
He definitely has a staff, you know, like Damon, because that funds up to, you know, 60, 70 plus companies. So he's got great support people who have, you know, background in, you know, e-commerce design, you know, strategy, stuff like that. But Marks himself is a very responsive guy. You know, we'll send weekly updates and, you know, he'll reply on the emails with people to talk to, or, you know, if you ask him to, you know, help you out with a new product launch, getting the word out there. You know, he's mentioned us on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. Other shows on ABC, you know, plugs. And so, yeah, he's a reachable, responsive guy, but he's definitely also a very busy guy.
Yeah.
So his team is great.
That's awesome. Man,
yeah.
I can't even believe you're sitting here with this stuff. This is hilarious. I guess what would you say is the favorite product that you guys don't make right now that you use? What's the one thing, like, you know, normally problems, you know, you create things because of a problem you have. What is the one thing right now that you're like, man, I wish I could create another thing to fix? What's that thing
that doesn't exist?
Yeah, well, I mean, doesn't exist in your product line, or doesn't, you know, like, you solved a problem with Dude Wipes,
right?
What's that thing that you're still sitting there like, man, it's gonna
we got some ideas to kind of fix the whole powder, you know, situation, because it's kind of messy.
Yeah.
It's definitely necessary, you know, for me, if you're trying to be fresh that day. So that's kind of the next the next area we'd like to tackle. Bond. Yeah, right. Yeah, something dude like bond. That. Dude bond, dude powder, dude spray. We're working through a few things trying to find the best for our customers.
Awesome. Okay, so I guess where do people go to find Dude Wipes? Obviously, you mentioned Dude Wipes you can get in the toilet aisle. Where do people go to follow Dude Products and Dude Wipes and Dude Shower? Where do we go to get all of our Dude stuff?
Yeah, get all your dudeness at dudeproducts.com. We also have all the products on Amazon. And like I said, Meijer and Jewel here locally, check them out. Walgreens.com as well. We're trying to get in their brick and mortars. So we're talking to them as well. And on Twitter, we're Dude Products. So give us a follow. Send us a tweet. You might end up on the back of a Dude Wipe or a Quick Dude Shower.
That would be awesome. Can I get
Scott,
on?
Scott, we'll hook you up. Just tweet at us.
Yeah, I'll tweet at you. I want to get on some Dude Shower products. This is fantastic. Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to come out here today.
And Technori next week.
Check out. Plugging it for me. Check out Technori.
I'm a former speaker.
Oh, wait, that's right. You were a former speaker on there.
Yep. Not in the tech business, but they let me in and give a speech. It was a great experience. Really cool. Cool organization. So
we're going to have you come
congratulations.
Back. Thank you very much. We're going to have you come back. Well, June 28th is your first chance. You can watch me go there and make a fool of myself. Sizzling Summer Tech. So if you guys haven't picked out the tickets yet, go to technori.com and get them before it's too late. They are selling very quickly. Chase Auditorium, 7 p.m. on Tuesday, that is. We got to have Sean back on this show or have you back at Technori. That would be amazing.
No doubt, man.
We'll set it up, bring a ton of Dude products. You can stream this episode and more on the WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us at Technori and follow me at Katun, K-I-T-U-N. Boom, that's a wrap.